Hey, everybody, it's Pastor Jeremy. I hope you're doing well. You know, so I have a scar on my right leg from a burn when I was 11 or 12 years old. It's still visible. You know, sometimes kids will see it and they'll ask what it's from. And if you must know, it's from a three-wheeler little accident I was in. Now, it has healed, but the scar is still there. And it's always going to remain with me. From different life events, I also have some emotional scars. Of course, those are ones that nobody can see. But they're just as real as the one on my leg. And just like the one on my leg, they've healed. And through that process, they've actually helped me grow and they've changed me. And then they remind me of how much I need God during those times of hurt or suffering that can cut and leave a scar. Maybe you have some scars as well. Maybe they're visible, maybe they're not. The Jewish pilgrims had some scars. Their heritage had left some from generations past. On their journey, as they walked by groups or areas that they had fought against in years past, they had still some scars from that. Maybe it was the people that they had tension with currently, or even people they served under, that caused either internal or external scars. See, Psalm 129, verse 3 says, "The plowers plowed upon my back. They made long their furrows." That's not an easy illustration. It's a painful one. You know, and for us today, our understanding of this passage probably looks a little different than it did for the original audience who sang it as they journeyed. But I think that's why Jesus gave us such a powerful reminder. John 16:33 reminds us. Jesus says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world." Trouble, suffering, and even scars will come. But we have Jesus. We hold on to Jesus' promise, his power, and his work to give us the ability to live with the scars that we have. You know, the Apostle Paul had a lot of scars. But he reminds us from Romans 8:18, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us." Jesus gives us peace. He gives us hope so we can live in the hope of his promise, just like Paul. Don't be ashamed or afraid of the scars you have. Instead, take heart. Jesus is with you. Maybe you have some cuts that haven't healed yet, or maybe some of the scars you have are still hurting. Let me encourage you, talk to Jesus, talk to a friend, and of course, talk to us. We're here to help. Thanks for listening. I hope you guys have a great day.